All right, thank you, Bob. We have Eric Semmel from Tap Computers in studio. We'll have our, you know, Tech Tuesday segment really at 8:20. Computer Talk with Tab on Saturdays 9 to 11 here in WTIC. But you have a condo in Tampa?
That's the St. Pete, Tampa area, yeah. We were there, just got back. We got out of there before Milton came in, but we were there at the aftermath
to assess damage
Helene.
From Helene.
Yeah.
And everything for your place was fine?
It was fine, yeah. It was amazing. It was crazy down there, though, what had happened with all the water and all the damage that was done to folks.
Well, and did you see the places where they plowed the sand off the road and had snow banks of sand?
Yeah, it was like the...
That stuff is still there?
Oh, my gosh. The snow banks or the sand banks are 15 feet high. I couldn't get down some of the roads on a bike.
So, and this stuff is in the path of Milton.
Yes.
And are you...
I'm more concerned about this storm than the last
because...
one. Because? The wind, obviously. The wind. The storm, I think the storm surge will survive again, but the wind is what I'm worried about. So we'll see.
What was the added? You mean you, well, off mic, you talked about, because we talked before you went about how some of your favorite spots were destroyed.
They're coming back online.
Are they already open?
A lot of them were coming back online, already open. It was amazing how fast. I told my wife, I think they're going to do it, and they did. And so we were able to go to some of our great favorite places down there as they were coming back online, and now they're going to have to deal with it again.
Now, not that you could even discern this, but I asked it. We had a gentleman on earlier from North Carolina.
Yeah. And oh, my gosh, yeah.
Now, obviously, DeSantis is the governor of Florida. He's a pretty hard-right Republican. There's a lot of, you know, I don't want to get into my opinion on this, but is there a sense that the response was appropriate from the federal government?
I don't know about any kind of checks and stuff down there as far as cash goes from the federal government, but I did know that lots of National Guard, you know, Florida National Guard was down there doing their thing, and a lot of people getting back up and running really fast. So it seemed like a good response from the state. I have no idea what the Fed was doing.
Did you interact with a lot of people or just did your own thing?
We saw a few locals, but of course all we did was just tip them as well as we could to kind of thank them for being there and try to help them get back on their feet. But they were all of them had some sort of story of losing everything, no access to their apartment because the water just came through.
And you don't have like flood insurance, obviously.
No, we do.
You do.
Yeah, they wouldn't give you a loan on the place if you didn't have flood insurance.
So everyone's got it down there.
Yeah.
But they didn't have it in North Carolina. Interesting stuff.
No, yeah.
So are you going to try to go? So you got out?
Got out on Sunday.
On Sunday. Was it crowded getting out?
No, not too bad, but Monday was impossible. All the flights are booked, and Tuesday, forget it.
And now it's hours to drive out.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
a mess.
They say it's really, although, you know, it's not going to hit, I guess, until late tomorrow night.
Always. Why is it that? Why is it always late tomorrow? Why is it always the storm comes at
midnight? I don't know.
What are those storms
called? I don't know. I was talking earlier, when I was younger and early in my news career.
Yeah.
I paid less attention to projections because I grew up in a world of like overhyped storms.
Right.
And so when a storm either outperforms the hype or meets the hype, which seems to be more the case, you know, I think people are paying more attention to evacuation. We used to always do a story about it. I'm staying here no matter what, you know, and that we get less of that now. It seems that people are heeding it. But the point some people don't understand is that some people don't have a place to go.
Right. Part of the issue.
What, do you just drive north until you find a Motel 6 that has a bed? I don't know.
Yeah,
I
mean, get a VRBO up north and you're good.
Something. Yeah. All right. So we're going to the topics we have up for bid today. Actually, we have about technology to detect whether your phone's been stolen. We have someone who scammed over $100,000 in Massachusetts, actually got money back.
Yeah.
23andMe, if you have ever gotten it done, you might want to delete your account. And we have an interesting story from Eric about artificial intelligence and his Saturday show, which I'm very actually might want to make sure we get that in because I'm interested in why he's trying to get his job taken away
Karen and Bob.
By a computer and Karen and Bob. Eric Semmel, Tab Computer, Computer Talk with Tab for now. 9 to 11.
Yeah, right.
On WTIC News Talk 1080. Well, maybe we should start with that since you got a lot of attention a minute. You told me Channel 3 wants to do a piece on it.
Yeah.
Basically, and I don't know how you do this from an audio standpoint, though. Like, so how does it tell people what you did?
Yeah, so Karen, we talked about it on our Tech Tuesday. Notebook LM has a great AI where it'll kind of explain things to you. You just feed it into their AI generator and it'll explain a topic. So I thought it was great that we'll just do an AI corner. And we had Notebook LM ingest a couple of topics that Dennis and I picked. And we had Karen and Bob do a deep dive and describe those topics. So
and then you hit
on.
Play and it went on the microphone?
Yeah, they played and then we, you know, Dennis and I talked about it afterwards, but yeah, they did their thing and explained different topics, and we're going to keep doing it, I think. I think it's a neat concept, so you can kind of see what AI is all about. They sound real.
And it's basically, they give you a synopsis of what?
Yeah, synopsis of whatever topic we pick, just like we do in the beginning of our program where we talk about different technology stories that we find interesting. We just fed them to Karen and Bob and got their take on them.
Did they give a take?
Well, of course they give a take. They talk about their deep dive, and they talk about the million-dollar questions and liking this, and they sound like NPR folks doing their thing. But, you know, they give you some information that's pretty interesting.
And you said you lean into technology, but, like, so that – now you're freaking me out. So, like, you could have four subjects, give them a time limit potentially.
Let them go.
And say there's a six-minute block. They could talk about it for – they could actually time it to the 6 minutes, and you can go into break?
Sadly, no, right? So if they're going to generate their deep dive based on whatever
they do. It's not sadly, no. It's
7 minutes. It's 7 minutes to 12 minutes. What I think it depends on the topic. Brian, so you could still have your breaks. Basically, they call it a podcast as far as what the technology is outputting anyways. So you could create your own podcast right now. We just have Karen and Bob be your voices and input the topics, and you just sit back and let them do the work and go from there.
Do you think we'll actually be in a place someday where that will be how people get all their information?
Maybe, only because it seems, again, as long as the information is interpreted fairly. And again, if you give Karen and Bob, they don't have any axe to grind, so you might actually get more of a.
But they're coding people who created them could, so.
They could, and then that's all dependent upon the sources you give. So if you give a source from the Tax Foundation or from the Connecticut, the Congressional Budget Office, those two would be combined into getting the deep dive. So you can pick your sources, so you can bias it yourself.
But in some
ways,
like I just read this New York Times did a piece on which of the candidates' economic plan adds more to the debt and deficit, right? So if you could you feed all that info into AI and it could give you as objective a possible answer?
Right. So if the candidates actually had that information and you didn't have a reporter do it and you just took the candidates' information and had Karen and Bob explain it to you, you might get an actual better response than the reporter because the reporter has its biases.
We should maybe try that. Yeah. Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 a.m. right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Yeah. A couple of topics this week. It was weird, this whole, basically, you're telling me that Google is going to be able to allow you to, your phone will know if it's possibly being stolen?
Yeah, so it's, again, AI-powered theft detection. So if you've seen these videos on the internet where somebody is getting on a train, right, and some guy standing just outside the train, and the guy reaches in and grabs your phone, and now it's open and unlocked, and they can go ahead and access whatever information they want. Well, Google's going to say, I can detect the snatch. They can detect to see if the phone is moving that fast, and it'll lock it right away. So, you know, obviously if you drop it, that probably would be locking the phone or anything that moves quickly like that, like it's snatched out of your hand. So now the bad guys can't get into your phone.
Okay, so basically it's just a way to quickly lock the phone.
Quickly lock it. Because that's what the bad guys are doing. They're trying to get at your unlocked phone because you're walking and reading your phone.
Don't they have the technology to crack them or whatever they call it?
Not really. They're pretty hard. I mean, you look at Apple, the FBI was begging them for access to the phones and the FBI couldn't get the access until they got it from the Israeli army. Those guys knew what they're doing. But no, it's pretty hard to get into these phones.
Okay, so it's effective. Even if it misreads it half the time, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
If you have your phone, you can just reopen it as you do. Okay. Yeah. The other thing, so in Massachusetts, somebody was scammed for over $100,000. And I'm sort of mixed on this because Massachusetts got them their money back.
They did.
But I mean, I didn't know governments were de facto scam insurance. Like, I mean, if you get scammed, that's your fault.
Yeah.
Taxpayers, they got the money back from the scammers, so they just rewarded them with that money. It's not like taxpayer money went to make them whole.
That's an interesting point. I mean, they actually went back and got the money from the folks that scammed them. It's called pig butchering. And basically, if you're falling prey to a crypto scam, a get-rich-quick scam. Somebody's telling you there's a way to make a lot of money in cryptocurrency. You go and invest in it. And then, of course, crypto is not a good investment in the first place. But these guys don't even exist.
That's your opinion.
Yes, it is. And Warren Buffett's. So I'm in good company. But basically, all this money was being stolen, and the folks in Massachusetts actually got him back for it. Not tax dollars. It was more of a police action. I mean, they did some investigations, and they found the accounts, and they were able to take the money.
Wow. Good for that person to get $140,000 back.
Yes, but pig butchering is becoming a bigger and bigger thing. We had some representative
FBI. Now, explain what it is again.
It's just tricking you into thinking there's a it's a get-rich-quick scheme. Hey, I got this new token. It's the Brian coin.
So then you invest in it, and then they take your money?
They take your money.
Stupid are you for doing that?
Well, again, that's the whole thing. Bitcoin, Ethereum, all those things that are the exact same thing. And so they figure, well, I'll get on the ground floor of the Brian and Company coin. And you say it's
coming
worth
out soon.
Yeah, why not? If you think it's worth $1,000, you trick somebody into doing
No way I'm doing that. Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 Saturday mornings right here in WTIC. You can watch it. You go live on Facebook? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, we go live on Facebook if you want to watch a couple of
Do you get numbers?
No. It's just to do it, right? I mean, again, for me, all this stuff is just to do it and see what happens with it.
And to learn from it.
Yeah. See how it's all about.
23andMe.
Yeah.
It's your that's the heritage thing. You get your genetic history and all that stuff.
It's a neat idea.
And there's a piece advocating you should just and millions of people have done it.
Right.
And you're saying that maybe people should just fully delete their account.
Right, because 23andMe is in kind of financial trouble, and if they get purchased by the next company, all your data belongs to them. Right. So your data, your genetic data could be sold off, and you may not be so happy about that. So the idea here is when you went and did this, everybody assumes these companies are going to last forever. Oh, my information is safe. And then they're purchased by who knows who. And then now your data is being sold off.
Is it hard to delete it? And because the whole thing, like I call it the Snapchat deception, ever is really deleted. So
good point. Not hard. You can make a request, I guess, to have your data deleted. But to your point, you never know if your data is actually gone. And you never can be sure, ever. As far as I'm concerned, assume it's there.
What would bad operators do with that information, though? Like, why is it bad? Like, why does it matter that if it's stolen or not? Like,
well, I
found out that I could be the whitest person in the history of mankind. I don't have anything. I was like 98%. I'm like... Nobody, nothing?
Have you seen the movie Gattaca? No.
I did see it a long time ago, though.
Yeah. I don't know, Brian. We don't have enough imagination, I think, between the two of us to know what they would be doing with that data, right? But again, the point is you gave it to them, and you thought, you probably didn't think about it. You just wanted to get the information and not realize, geez, okay, I'm going to take all this information on Brian and do X with it. I can't even imagine what they were going to do with it, but... Then you look at Google, you look at Facebook, how'd they become billion-dollar industries? All they're doing is giving us pictures of our cats and, you know, Facebook's letting us stay in touch with everybody, but Mark Zuckerberg's a bazillionaire.
You know what, this is a total aside because I read that the perception, in terms of favorability of the tech sector and the tech billionaires is really low.
Yes.
But the irony is that people hate the player, but they love the game still.
Yeah.
Like people aren't. They're still using their tools to the utmost, so they're still enriching the people they claim to hate.
Very addictive people. Well, come on.
I mean,
Philip Morris, you invest in that stock, people are still smoking like chimneys. So, I mean,
yeah, not as many as there used to be, but
they're vaping like chimneys.
Real quickly, before we let you go, you told me off mic, it wasn't on our list, about the Philippines is actually taxing Netflix customers.
Yeah, they're going to start taxing Netflix and Max. They want 12%. So if you actually go ahead and stream out there, you're going to pay a 12% tax to get your Netflix and HBO Max.
Now, it's not a ton of money necessarily based on $15 or whatever, but it's still money.
They're going to hope to raise $1.4 billion to do government infrastructure projects. So it's coming. It's coming.
Do you think the U.S., I mean, talk about taxes. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Well, think about how all these streaming services like Zuckerberg and all those guys were able to do what they're able to do. The government said no taxes on what you do.
Right. But I mean, you know what it's going to do to their business? If the United States... started to tax Netflix, millions would probably cancel their subscriptions.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And you tax it, you make it more scarce. Yep. Oh. I'm not going to cry about it if you tax Facebook, though. But then again, what are you taxing? You'd have to tax the advertiser, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's free to use, obviously. Eric, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. Again, you can listen to him or Karen and Bob.
Yep.
Saturdays, 9 to 11, right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.